Okay, good evening, everybody. So we're in the middle of Siman Reish and Dalet. We are in the middle of Si'if Hey in Siman Reish and Dalet. Today we are doing Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. So we are holding at the first words of the Mechaber on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. And we've been talking about if you leave bread baking in an oven from before Shabbos. So there's an Isra of Shehiya to do so, unless there's not. Unless you put it in long enough before that it had time. What we learned about yesterday, that it already crusts before Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Vimnasanosim Samuch Hashem, if you put it in before Shabbos, you put the dough in the oven before Shabbos, and it did not begin to crust, it did not begin to brown, so if you did that b'mezid, so then you're not going to be allowed to get hanoah from that bread until Motzoi Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to bake that bread after Shabbos. And if you did it b'shogeg, so if you don't have what to eat for Shabbos, you don't have enough bread to eat for Shabbos, so mutlo lirdos men muson. So you're allowed to take it as much as you need for three meals worth out of the oven on Shabbos. Not only that, and if there are other people that also don't have what to eat, you can go and tell them to also take down Mazon Shalosh Sudos. Bir Alacha points out, but even if you know people who don't have what to eat, you're not allowed to take out for them Mazon Shalosh Sudos, because we don't say Chatei Kidei Sheyizka Chavircha, that there is some sort of Isra of Rediyas Hapas, of taking the bread out. So we don't want you to do even a very tiny Yisr of Rediyas HaPas just so that somebody else could do a mitzvah. But everybody who needs it can come and take the bread out of the oven. Siv katan lamid aleph im b'mezid aser lirdos afilu al yidei shinui v'afilu men lo mayochal v'afilu men yuhudi ridosh shalomidai to aser lo lechal. If you did this b'mezid, if you put the bread in b'mezid right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos, even with a shinui, even by asking a non-Jew to do it, and even a non-Jew did it for you without being asked, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Means you're not allowed to eat it until Motzai Shabbos. But you're allowed to take it out of the oven as soon as Shabbos is over. You don't have to wait that long to take it out of the oven. You just can't eat it until the Bikadeshay also on Motzai Shabbos. Bishogig, Sivkat Namid Gimel, Vahadla can see Ngam Shogig, and Moshkosav Sivchas, Lomachalkin, and Ben Shogig Mazid. Said, well, wait a second, how come? When it's shogeg, we allow you to take it out of the oven. How come we don't make a knas that even if it's shogeg, you're not allowed to take it out of the oven? Because maybe you're gonna do it b'mezid and you're gonna say, oh, it was shogeg, and then you'll just go enjoy the bread. How come we don't make such a knas? Since you don't have other bread to eat, there's no other way to fulfill the mitzvahs of Suda Shabbos without bread, without challah, so shari. So therefore, it's mutter. But when it comes to something that was cooking, that you violated shihia on a cooked food, on a chalent, on something like that, so that we're going to make a knas on shogeg, because you don't have to have chalent on Shabbos. It's not, it seems sacrilegious, but it's not actually sacrilegious not to have chalent on Shabbos. It happens to be, if you mamish have no other food, and the only food that you have is that chalent that you did shihia on b'shogeg, then einochinami, you're allowed to eat it chasal l'sanos b'Shabbos, because if the other option is fasting, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So k'mosh kosav in Reish Peches. So on that level, bread and food is the same thing. That both of them, if they are needed for the bare minimum halachic requirements of Shabbos, and you did the shihiyah b'shogeg, you're allowed to take them down. But if they're not needed for the bare minimum halachic requirements of Shabbos, even if you did a b'shogeg, you have to leave them there. Now, according to this, that the whole heter that you have to take the bread out of the oven is because you don't have other bread to eat. Even in our ovens, which we don't have this din called Rediyah Sapas. The Rediyah Sapas was that it used to be they would stick the dough onto the walls of the oven. That's how they would bake. So it was like about scraping them off the walls. That's not the way our ovens work. We just put it in the cavity of the oven. See, even on our ovens, it's still going to be also to take more than three su'udos worth worth of challahs out of the oven. Mzon shalosh seudos, but if you need 3 seudos worth, you're allowed to take it out. Vim bepas echad shotzi yesh bo kedei shalosh seudos. If you have one very large loaf of bread, like one of those wedding breads or something, right? One of those wedding challahs, so it's enough, plenty to have for 3 seudos. Shuvas ulirdos halakav dein lo lekol seudos kikar shalim lecha mishnah. Then you're only allowed to take out that one loaf, even though you're not going to have enough for lecha mishnah, right? Meaning it's one loaf, so it's not going to be shalim after the first meal, and you're not going to have lecha mishnah. For lecha mishnah, we don't allow you to take the dough out of the oven on Shabbos, the bread out of the oven on Shabbos. For having the ability to wash, yeah, that will allow you to take the bread out of the oven on Shabbos. Not only that, in the Dir Shu over here, he quotes that just like we have a halacha when it comes to be matzil min adleik, if there's a fire, you're allowed to save mazon shol sudos from the house. Mazon shol sudos is only if it's Friday night and you haven't eaten the Friday night meal yet. If it's Shabbos morning that this happens, then mazon shtei sudos. If it's Shabbos afternoon that happens, mazon sudachas. You're only allowed to save or take out of the oven the amount of meal of bread that you need for the upcoming meals of that Shabbos. It's not an automatic that you can take 3 meals worth. Back in the Shulchan Aruch right now, ukshu roda lo yirda b'marda. When you do take the dough out of the oven, don't use the specialized instrument meant to take dough out of an oven. Pirush barachas b'mizra tagra marda pala belaz, whatever that instrument is. Ela b'sakan l'chayotzebo, just use a knife. Shalo yasa kederek shalosu b'chol, because you should do it in some way differently than the way you would do it during the weekdays. V'imiyef shalirdos b'shino yirda b'marda. But if you have no option, there is no way to do it b'shinoi, then you're allowed to use the specialized instrument as well. Mishabrusiv katan lamin hey, yirda b'marda, diridiyas apasol avi shvus gomer, because taking dough out of the oven is not a real isser midrabanan, el mishum uvda d'chol asr. It's a very low-level isser midrabanan called uvda d'chol, that it's just like a weekday type of activity. Olakach hecha diyev shal l'shanos v'tzoruch Shabbos hitiru, and therefore, if there's no way to do a shinoi, you're allowed to do uvda d'chol, if that's the only way you're going to be able to wash for a meal on Shabbos. So we allow uvda d'chol when it's for the sake of a tzoruch mitzvah, like being able to have challah on Shabbos. Back in the Mechaber, v'im nisana b'kadei sheyikrim u'panel, kibin d'lov, v'isur v'tzoruch Shabbos, u'ro d'kadarko. If you put the bread in the oven with enough time before Shabbos, that it crusted before Shabbos, which means you didn't violate shehiya, you just haven't taken it out of the oven before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to take it out in the normal way. V'shalo tzoruch hayom, asra afilu b'shinui. And if there's no tzoruch hayom, then you're not allowed to take it out. If you don't need it for Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out at all, even with a shinui. Sivkat and lamed vav rode the gedarko b'sefer liyabu kasev diyesh laachmir kaposkim desfirlu da'afilu nesan lebehetzer tzoruch lios ordiya dafka b'shinui. But the Eli Rabba says that there are some poskim that hold that even if you put the bread in beheter, meaning you put it in early enough on Friday that it got baked largely before Shabbos, you still, when you take it out of the oven, need to do so with a shinui. Now says the Rama, the kol zeh betanur shein l'toch betit, avon l'toch betit, o shein ofel l'toch Shabbos, rak l'motzei Shabbos, d'yeshu l'zman l'afoso, mutter. This whole issue that you're not allowed to do shehiya on dough, that you're not allowed to bake dough in an oven when the dough is not going to get baked enough before Shabbos, is only if you don't have any of the other heterim of shehiya. But there are two other heterim that are critical. Toch betit, which the Rama says, if you seal and lock the oven shut, then you're allowed to do shehiya on bread. And also, if it's garif akatum, if you swept out the oven from its coals, so then you're allowed to. We never go there the second heter he says, or if you're not baking it for Shabbos, you're baking it from Motzai Shabbos. You're baking for a big malava malka that you're having. You don't need this bread for Shabbos. You're using bakery challahs for Shabbos. This bread is in your oven for a big malava malka that you can have on Motzai Shabbos. Then there's no chashash shemi yichata, because I'm not going to come to stoke the coals to make it bake more quickly on Shabbos. I don't need it for Shabbos. And by Matzai Shabbos, it'll be plenty baked, so I don't have to worry about it. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Lam Zayin, Avalimu Tuach, Atchilas HaSivkai, Demutulite, Vlogas Rina Shamisar Atit Viyachata, Ayin Siv Zayin, Hechi Snag Bin Yeridia. That this is going on the case of the Isser to put dough in an oven right before Shabbos. So we're saying, yeah, but if the oven is locked, you're allowed to put the dough in the oven right before Shabbos. Sivkat Lam Ches Le'efoso, Da'afilu Belo Chito Yeh Nefe. That even if your intention is to bake it for Motzai Shabbos, So even if you don't stoke the coals, it's going to be plenty baked by Motzoi Shabbos. Vayin magen avram shekasav de betanurim shalanu. Kivin dekaimen on the kamei b'siv zayin, the motu lirzus mehem b'shabbos lechol afilu yesh lo hagimul sudu shal Shabbos, chayshinan shami yimalich lechol mei apasha betanur b'shabbos v'yichatu b'chalim k'dei sheis pashal mehera. The magen avram says, you know, in our ovens, where it's just sitting in the cavity of the oven, it's not attached to the walls, where there's no iser for diyas hapas, well then even if the bread is there for malav malka, what's to stop you from using it for shalosh shudas instead? What's to stop you from using it at some point for a Shabbos morning suda, for any other sudas on Shabbos? And therefore, the fact that we don't have the iser of rediyas hapas might encourage you to want to go in and get that bread, which might in turn encourage you to stoke the coals. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, I think in our ovens we have to be machmir, that even if it's intended to be used for Motzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it in right before Shabbos, because I still have that concern of Shem Yechata Begachalim. Sif Vav, says Shulchan Aruch, Vim Nisano B'Shabbos Hafilu B'Mezid, Mutal Lirdos Kodim Shiyah Ofe, Kedei Shalei Yavli Dei Suskila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, very important halacha. Let's say you put dough in the oven on Shabbos. Melacha Dor Reisa, but it's not baked yet. So if you do Rediyas HaPas, you can get it out of the oven, so you will avoid violating the Isra Dor Reisa, the Melacha Dor Reisa baking, because if it never bakes, you didn't bake. But taking it out of the oven is an Isra Drabanan. So says Shulchan Aruch, it's worth it. Go do the Isra Drabanan to get your dough out of the oven. You imagine, you take a chalent pot, raw chalent beans, everything, you put it on the stovetop on Shabbos. Quickly take it off. It might be muktzah to take it off, it might be, just get it out of there, because if you leave it there, then it turns out you will have violated the Isra Skila of cooking on Shabbos. So the same is true with bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Simchat Lamedtes, Afil b'mezid da'hava amina. I might have thought otherwise. Meaning, what's the hava amina? Otherwise, I might have thought halitei l'rosh v'yamos. You already did your avera, so you deserve to suffer for the avera that you did. Halitei l'rosh v'yamos. Kamash v'lan d'shari. That's why it's telling me no, that it's mutter. V'kol shkein k'shir b'shogeg d'shari. K'dei shalei avidei esuchatas. And certainly, if you only did it b'shogeg, it's going to be mutter, so that you don't come to an esuchatas. Rotzalom r'dafka hu ba'atzmo mutter lirdos. But says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. The guy himself who put the dough in the oven on Shabbos, he's allowed to violate the Yisra Drabanan of taking it out, so that he avoids violating the Yisra Skila of baking. Aval acherim, but if I see that someone put dough in the oven on Shabbos, I shouldn't go and take that dough out on Shabbos, because I shouldn't violate an Yisra Drabanan just to save him from a Malacha Doraisa. Acherim asurim lirdos b'shul ha-bein k'shir b'mezid b'im b'shogeg. Whether he did it b'mezid or whether he did it b'shogeg. Afil mishir b'gas ha-pas einan b'poshi yidu. And even if he's not here for me to tell him, quick, take it out. Deinom lo la'adam, because we never tell the person, asei chet kal, k'dei shalei ovi chavircha, l'dei yisr chamer, that I should go and do a small avera to prevent my friend from a larger avera. Because it's his problem that he made the mistake, that he was poshea in putting the dough in the oven. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about a guy goes on a hatzalah call on Shabbos, and you know, all the hatzalah guys are about to jump in their car, and the first one to the call realizes that it's taka, not an emergency. So can he get on his radio and tell the other guys, don't get in your car, don't drive, right? So he's getting on the radio is a malacha kadla, that's a much lower level malacha. Driving, that all the other people are going to do, is a malacha chamura, right? They're going to be violating this daraisa with every time they hit the gas pedal. So normally we don't say chatei, that you should do a small avera to save somebody else from a large avera. But what does the Mishnah Berurah say over here? Why don't we do that? Because the other person was poshea. In this case, the other atzala guys that are getting in their car are not poshea. So maybe Yitaka should get on the radio and tell them not to come, because it's not their fault. They're trying to respond to a call. And even our ovens, where there's no Isser Drabanan of removing the bread, it's still Asser for someone else to take the dough out, because dough is Muktzah. So you're violating Muktzah. You may not be violating the Isser Drabanan called Rediyas HaPas, but you're violating another Isser Drabanan called Muktzah. And that's when it comes to baking. But when it comes to cooking, when it comes to a chalent, If my friend puts up a chalent on Shabbos, I should go quickly take it off of the fire. Why? Because there's no iser of moving the pot of food off of the fire. When it comes to bread, there's an iser called Rediyas HaPas. When it comes to a chalent pot, there's nothing wrong with taking it out. The Rav Nissim Karelit says we must be assuming that there's stuff in the chalent pot, or the majority of the contents of the chalent pot are not mukta, that somehow they're already edible. Because if they are mukta, if they're raw food that's mukta, then Yitaka aren't allowed to take off the chalent pot. You're not allowed to violate an iser. So if I'm not going to violate an iser, then it's a mitzvah to protect the guy, to stop the guy from doing the iser. Sivkat mem aleph. So we said that the guy himself who put it up should be lirdos. He should take it down. Afilu b'mardi, even if it means he's using a specialized instrument. But if he could do it with a shinoi, that's better. But don't do it with a shinoi if it's going to cost you time. And by the time you get to doing it, the bread is going to be baked. So to summarize what we did today, 4 points. Number one, we said if you did shihia on bread, bemazed, you cannot use that bread until B'kadei Sheyasa Motzai Shabbos. But if you did it B'shogeg, you could take what you need for Sudo Shabbos and call others to do the same. Point number two, if it's possible to remove the bread with a shinoi, do so, so that it won't be a violation of Uvda D'chol. Point number three, the Ramah allows Shehiya on bread if the oven is sealed or if the bread is for Motzai Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says, nah, Motzai Shabbos doesn't make me happy because people still might take it out on Shabbos and then they're going to be Mechata B'Gechalim. And point number four, if someone put food to bake or cook on Shabbos, so he's allowed to violate minor Isurim to take it down before it bakes or cooks. But other people are not even allowed to violate a minor Isur in order to save the guy who put the food up from a major Isur. Okay, so B'ezras Hashem on Sunday, we'll pick up with Si'if Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.